So we shall move on to the next item, which is members' motions. And 5.2.1, motion 1, Charles 14 Rotherby. Councillor Catherington, to move motion 1, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've lived in Rotherby for almost 29 years. In that time, there have been huge changes in everything but the road. There's very little scope to change the road, but we're having everything on the road by the river and some apart from the river. Having a major river crossing in the middle of our area draws in much more traffic than the road in Canada. At peak times, cars on Jamaica Road can average just north 8 miles an hour. An average pedestrian would walk about 40 times quicker. We must do everything we can to limit the number of vehicles that use the 1800, otherwise, as Councillor Medical knows, we will all suffocate from the fumes. We are doing what we can to encourage people out of their cars, the addition of extra C10s after a campaign by local people, the ward councillors, and GLA member Mark Shawcross, have been very welcome. The main bugbear now is the containing the bus journeys at the Rotherhithe Common. If we're going to turn around the buses, we should do that to Canada Water so that the Rotherhithe Peninsula is not left out in the cold yet again. A new cycling pedestrian bridge from Durham's Wharf to Canary Wharf would be used extensively by locals and community cyclists. It would take people off the main road and onto our quiet ways through the woodland and local routes. We will continue to press for that, and the next Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has already pressed the call for it. We should be using the river more. The price of a riverboat journey at the moment stops many people accessing this service. A new pier in Rotherhithe would be good, but the infrastructure would have to be funded. Bringing existing river services onto the Oyster system would be beneficial. The building of a new tunnel in Silvertown ought to be a blessing, but because of the toilet and the Blackwood tunnel, the Rotherhithe tunnel will be put under even greater stress as the first free road crossing in the Thames. I was asked by one resident in Rotherhithe what we would do to stop the river off on Jamaica Road. He said he was having a lot of problems trying to get his child to find the school in Dulwich. I replied that although I support the right to choose which school he sent his child to, I saw them as part of the problem, not the solution. He should be sending his child to one of the three outstanding primary schools within spitting distance of his flat, not clogging up the road in unnecessary journeys. His requirements, his wife had done the research on the schools. So everyone working together must help alleviate this problem. Please support the motion.
Thank you. Councillor Williams, to second motion, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have to agree with my colleague. It's time for action and it's time for serious change. And also creative thinking to solve some of the issues of transport and air pollution within Rotherhithe. It's right that all sides tonight agreed and are concerned about air quality. We heard many stats earlier, but there's one stat you haven't heard. 9,500 people die prematurely in London due to long-term exposure to air pollution, more than twice as many as previously thought. This is from a report by King's College. The premature deaths are due to two key pollutants, fine particles, known as PM2.5s, and the toxic gas, nitrogen dioxide. The study, which ironically was commissioned by the GLA and TfL, is believed to be the first by any city in the world to attempt to quantify how many people are harmed by the NO2. A gas that affects lung capacity and lung growth. Anyone who's ever walked down Jamaica Road or Lower Road can testify as to how bad the air pollution has become over recent years. This is only going to increase if TfL pursue with their policy of tolling the Silver Town Tunnel, which will adversely affect traffic going towards Rotherhithe Town, and then has a detrimental effect on Rotherhithe. It's for this very reason that we as a council, and as board councillors for Rotherhithe, must do everything we can to encourage TfL to invest further in building extra capacity on the overground, tube and cycle hire networks. There is a pressing need to increase train frequency on both the Jubilee line and overground, with the current overcrowding that's happening in Canada Water. This will only get worse with regeneration. It's appalling that Canada Water continues to be overlooked as the centre for the bike race scheme. It's nonsense to suggest that we do not need a new river crossing from the peninsula to Canary Wharf. Both measures would see a significant reduction in road traffic and toxic air pollution levels. Measures that the Labour mayoral candidate, Sadiq Khan, supports, and yet another reason we will ensure the Labour victory in Maine, as it's only Labour that have the creative vision and commitment to solve such issues. One final point. We know we can achieve things when we work together with the community, and we worked with the party to my right, not that one, that one. We clearly demonstrated our successful campaign around the TfL ending the C10 bus route at Southwark Park. The latest report from the think tank states that London, turning South London orange, makes the argument that TfL should take over all rail lines in South London, increasing capacity by another 100%. A report we as a council contributed and which was launched yesterday.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Okay, there are no members for motion. Does anybody wish to speak? Has anybody indicated? Okay, let's start. Perhaps a few meals. And then please keep indicating, please. Sorry, keep indicating. And then you need. Okay, thank you. That's the hubber.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. I am no expert on transport in Rotherhithe, but luckily I have Councillor Wickham and Councillor Bill Williams to put us right on that. And I absolutely commend what you are raising here and what you're calling on Transport for London and the Mayor of London to do. I just particularly want to touch on the issue of Canada Water, because it is a conversation that really shows the interconnectedness of transport in our borough. If you live behind it, a Peckhamwy ward, by 100 metres or so, Lunhead is probably your nearest station, but you're probably much more likely to walk to Broccoli or on a road car. You're probably much more likely to get a bus to New Cross Gate, and actually, next best guess would probably be a bus to Peckham Rye, all of which are on the overground network. I think it's great that we are looking to increase the capacity of those services, which are residents' work, but we're absolutely working with the solution and to make that call on TfL over there. But Canada Water Station has to be able to cope with that extra capacity that comes in actually throughout the day, but particularly at rush hour. And it's really, really important that as part of the increasing capacity that we're calling for, we absolutely need to upgrade your ability to interchange and to use Canada Water Station. That has to be part of what we're calling for.
Thank you very much. Councillor Dean Tupper, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do welcome this motion and we're certainly supporting it. I could say, I suppose, that we're all in some bus if I could wait on that one. It's certainly timely, and I agree with all the sentiments. The problem is that we've been talking about these issues for such a long time. And talking to these other members, certainly other members, I'm sure, will remember that there was a long debate we've had in the past about transport in the Rotherhithe area, which includes Surrey Bus, of course. It's a shame that we're still talking about them now, and really nothing very much has happened. We've been talking about having lower road reversions to two-way working. Still no sign of that happening. Even some of the simpler things, like allowing right turns into Surrey King Road from Railroad, that's not happening. There's been considerable regeneration, and obviously we're all aware of it. It's still going on, but not just in our borough, but in Lewisham, just down the road, blocks going up at an enormous rate. And I think we should be perhaps pressing our colleagues out on those inversions to work a bit more closely with us to try and come to some solutions about the traffic in Chantwell, which is going to continue increasing in that area. The bus services, as we've heard, have been improved slightly, and that's due to pressure from local residents and from members on both sides, past and present. But the problem is, as Catherine said, recently there's been a nasty habit of turning buses at Rotherhithe Tower, which means that anyone who lives on the peninsula gets thrown off the bus at Rotherhithe Tower, has to wait for another one. If they're lucky, they might get on one. Extremely frustrating. The lady told me the other day she was even allowed to go on the bus one stop before the tunnel and then told to get off again, which is absurd. I think really TfL should be instructing their drivers to be a bit more constructive in the country of things like that. We certainly would welcome very much the pedestrian cycle bridge across the river. I'd rather we spent our money Mayor spent his money on producing something he really wanted, rather than that ridiculous vanity project known as the Garden Bridge. So the justification of which I've still yet to see. So I hope, Madam Mayor, that all members will support this motion. It's certainly one that is timely and it's one that's necessary, I'm afraid still necessary. But I think we have to keep pushing away at TfL on there and the government and do whatever we can to try and alleviate power problems and to be a bit more foresighted about the problems that it continues to occur.
Thanks very much. Councillor James Oakerson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can I go on to set of the one of the Council's main regeneration projects and will be the heart of the new put on by the Peninsula? The Council has big, sometimes controversial, plans for the area. I mean, with at least 2,500 new homes being planned and some other improvements, big changes on the way for residents of this area. Rotherhithe has seen this massive change before. In the 80s and 90s, the London Docklands Development Corporation regenerated the peninsula and transformed the area with thousands of new homes. But they failed to invest in infrastructure that local people needed at the time. We need to invest in transport infrastructure at the same time as a Canada Water Regeneration project and not spend 20 years playing catch-up, as we've been doing. We cannot repeat the mistake of the LDC-led regeneration now that the Council is leading on regeneration in Rotherhithe. So the Surrey Belt councillors will support this motion. I would also say that our heartfelt thanks goes to Simon Hughes for getting the Melbourne on the drawing board and making it a real possibility for improving transport and connections in the area. Thousands of Rotherhithe residents travel every day to Canary for work, and this bridge, I'm sure, will make a huge difference to the legal pressure on the Jubilee Line. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor David O'Brien, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree with all of the previous speakers, and I won't go back through all that again. Obviously, we worked together on our submission for Silver Lake Tunnel, so I think we're all on the same page. It's frightening the amount of traffic there is on Jamaica Road. I tend to come up on Port Abbey Street when I come to walk up there. On Friday, it was a car park. And the intersections, the road rage, the smell, the noise, it's outrageous. One thing I wanted to make a point about was the types of vehicles we're travelling. There's a lot of private hire vehicles going up and down. Eliza!
It's not guilty.
The new Tier Triflat cab is due out this year, and it's an all-electric vehicle. There's a problem, though, and the problem is called Uber. And Uber is taking over so much business of the black cab business that the black cab drivers are having much more trouble now to make a living. And what I fear is it's going to be a rush on the TX4s, which are the old diesel engines, and those vehicles have about a 15-year service life. And I'm scared that the way that TfL's approach to the Uber challenge, or the problem between the Uber and the black cabs, is going to add to those environmental problems. Because we've got to get more cars off the road, and the cars have got to be on the road, we've got to make them as environmentally friendly as we possibly can. So I think we need to keep a focus on that and try and keep the pressure on TfL to address that issue.
Thank you. Councillor Liza Mann.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm just going to concentrate on cycling, Madam Mayor. We all understand that increasing cycling participation rates can make a big difference to congestion and the air quality. Nowhere is this needed more than in the Jamaica Road, low road area, where the traffic jams have to be seen to be deleted sometimes, and gridlock is a common occurrence, which I witness every day. The council talks a good game on cycling, but so far its traffic record is poor. The borough still has no segregated cycling lanes on council-managed roads, and the cycling strategy is unambitious, with the target participation rate of just 10% of residents cycling by 2025. In an area like Rotherhithe, this could easily be higher. The London cycle has been mentioned in the motion is an example of council failure. Compared to other boroughs, Southwark has failed to see any extension in the reach of the scheme. Other boroughs have worked with TfL to make this happen, but despite all the promises, nothing has happened to so far in Southwark. Extending the scheme eastwards from Talbridge Road should be an absolute priority for the council. Though I received my cycle training last year, still waiting for a safer cycle lane to cycle to this office. Cycling is not for a few. Cycling is not for a few, but for all who can physically fit. So we need more safer road to cycle. The likely impact of the proposed Silver Town loop of traffic in Bermondsey and Rotherhithe is also a total no radar. The situation is bad enough already without adding even more vehicles who want to avoid the toll the mayor is proposing. That's why the Liberal Democrat councils were happy to send in a joint response with Councillor Tan objecting to the proposal. Liberal Democrats will be supporting this motion, but there is a lot to do still for the council to get its act together to improve the transport situation in Rotherhithe. Thank you.
Councillor Stevenson.
I wasn't going to speak on this, but of course, transport affects in Rotherhithe, affects north of my ward, and I thought it was very important to put forward some of the perspective from Lucy Ward residents. I think one of the things that really does concern me is the absolute logjam we're getting to Jamaica Road. A number of people have talked about that. Clearly, the threat that the current Silvertown tunnel proposal poses can make that even worse. And obviously, we welcome the idea of Silvertown tunnel. What we don't welcome is the fact that that will be told, the Blackburn tunnel will also be told. As a result of that, suddenly, Rotherhithe tunnel gets used even more when we already know the horrendous problems we have in Rush Hour and Jamaica Road as a result of that bottleneck that's created there, and that can only get worse. So I think we need to lobby very strongly on that and make it very clear to the Mayor that what our objections are and quite what the impact is that we expect to see out of that toll. But I do think there's also some other things that probably could be done in partnership with TfL, which are probably a little less large scale, but have some significant improvements. And I've noticed if you go on the bus along Jamaica Road in that sort of rush hour time, that quite where the bus markings are mean that sometimes buses can't get through just as a way that cars coming across there, because the markings for the bus lane aren't sufficient enough to actually properly mark out those lanes for taxis and buses. So I think there's some very simple things as well with lobbying TfL on as well, and so I hope we can take that forward as part and parcel of that work as well.
Thank you. Councillor Darcy-Moran.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much for this motion, which we're very pleased to be supporting, and much of it is things that we've been talking about. I've got a couple of obsessions in life. One is affordable housing and building one council home a month while you're demolishing 1,700 isn't enough. Another obsession is local democracy and consultation and thinking that an election every 4 years is enough. I think it's quite sad, although obviously for Labour councillors we're about every 5 minutes. I was going to say, yeah, it's about every 5 minutes if you're a Labour elected councillor. But actually my recent obsession in life is air quality. More and more people mentioning it on the doorstep, more and more I'm noticing it. I'm someone who walks along Jamaica Road at least once a day, if not more, and you think you're being healthy by walking on Jamaica Road, but actually it's killing you. I think one of the things that we fail to understand about Jamaica Road is that it's 3 times the legal limit for air pollution, and that's something that actually is killing people and something we absolutely ought to be raising a huge fuss about and getting it on the agenda. And I think it's the next step. I think in this chamber we've talked a lot about cycling over the years, but actually we need to move on and be a bit more radical about air pollution. And Councillor Noakes suggested some things earlier. I'm a councillor in Guernsey, but what happens in Motherhead very much affects residents of Riverside Ward. The tunnel that we've talked about, the layout of the roundabout, it's mad, and I'm really delighted that after lots of pushing Transport for London, they are looking at that. Even things like the traffic lights on the other side of the tunnel have a massive impact, stretching all the way back to here some evenings. And we did last year, we forced Transport for London chiefs to come and walk along Jamaica Road with us at 5 o'clock in rush hour time so they could see for themselves what we were talking about. One of the junctions that's a real problem is the junction with St James's Road, where traffic coming around the corner blocks those buses that Councillor Livingston was talking about. We did get Transport for London to agree to a key clear marking. What we are still pushing for is a yellow box there. They say they can't do it because they'd have to enforce it. We say that's the point. And so we keep pushing for that. I think it's really welcome that people are now talking about some of those Simon Hughes campaigns around bikes, the fear of the bridge. I don't think it's cross-party. I think it's really important that we all share that and that we give credit where it's due. And I'm particularly pleased to hear Labour councillors now supporting the idea of river transport when they first thought it was something only middle class people did. I think it's really important that we listen to people about air pollution. Lots of people are telling me that they are so worried about their children's health they're actually moving away from the area. I think that's tragic, and I think we need to be absolutely radical about that. So my new obsession in life is air pollution. Expect to hear a lot more about it for now.
Thank you, Thank you. I have no more speakers, strangely enough, so we can move to vote. Okay? Those in favour of motion one, please indicate. That looks like unanimous.